When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Market Watch is proudly brought to you by TopSport, home of the TopSport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
All right, let's go to the one on Friday night. This is the Knights up against the Dragons, McDonald Jones Stadium. This is an interesting watch. This one on the back of Zach Lomax being told he can have a look around. Jackson Hastings is back. I thought this was the way they should have done it first up. Tyson Gamble out. Jack Cogger in the halves with him. Dane Gagai is back. Leo Thompson is back. Jaden Brayley into the starting side. So that feels like a stronger Newcastle Knights side. The Dragons have got the same 17. Michael Molo replaces Hame Sele on the bench. Tom Eisenhuth is named at lock but could go back to the bench. So, yeah, in the week that they say, yep, Zach Lomax, you can have a look around. What's the market doing with the Knights and the Dragons?
This one's remained pretty solid. It's $1.44 the Knights, $2.80 the Dragons, 6.5 is the line, and then $1.80 the minus, $2 the plus, and then a strong push towards the unders again with that weather around. So the Knights have battled against the Dragons historically, but the Dragons' away record, away from that magical turf at Seabus, has been pretty non-existent as well. So it's an interesting one because the Dragons were pretty good there against Manly and obviously won with a really hard-nosed style of football. So if they can bring that to Newcastle, you never know. But, yeah, we'll see how we go. 6.5 is a line, money towards the Knights.
Yeah, I thought the rain was the key issue here. I mean, about 110 mils going into kickoff time. And, yeah, it's a good draining ground, but that's going to be damn wet. And I just think this brings again these two sides so much closer. I mean, as Tristan touched on, the Dragons' record in Newcastle is all but outstanding. They've won 14 of their last 17 going up to the Hunter and 5 of the last 7. And I just thought in wet conditions with the start against a side that off 4 games are still only struggling to get the 14 points in attack a week, I just thought that brought it so much closer. The Dragons should take a little bit of a lift out of last week. It was important that they got those 4 ins, and they certainly made a difference, in particular in the middle. It's toughened them up a little bit. I thought Little in the middle also was an improvement. The Knights back at home, they're under certainly some pressure, and now it's a matter of just constant rotations at 7 and 6 to try and get it right. But I still don't know that Ponga's been anywhere near his best at all for mine. Thompson back is a plus, but this looks like a slugathon. I want to be with the start. I think maybe the Knights creep across the line, but I certainly think 6.5 takes you a long way into the game.
Jared, you coach of the Knights. Who's your halves?
Hastings and Gamble.
Gamble?
Yep.
Where's Cogger play?
I think his form in the last 3 or 4 weeks has been horrible.
Okay, so
Maybe last year was more about the system than it was about his abilities.
Where does Brad Schneider play in any team outside of Penrith?
Yeah, well, you know, that's like, right.
How good's Nathan Cleary?
Well, and touching on that, Jimmy, how well did Schneider play last week? You know, incredible. I had my doubts going into the game, and he was absolutely outstanding. His kicking game was on point. You know, I think he touched the football or ran the ball something like 24 times. First class.
If only Ivan Cleary could achieve something that would help us think of him as one of the elite coaches in the competition. Oh, hang on. That's right. He's won 3 straight competitions. So
some of us do, Jimmy, including all 3 of us.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. I like the plus 6.5 again. I think I personally would have Hastings and Cogger, but we are being patient now with the Newcastle Knights, aren't we? We're all thinking about the last 12 weeks of last year rather than what we've been seeing for the first 4 weeks of this year. So at home on a Friday night, like that's as big as it gets for Newcastle. So maybe they can produce something for there. I'm not holding my breath. What I do know from the Dragons is they'll scrap for everything. It's just got Flanagan's fingerprints all over it. And, you know, yes, Zach Lomax is upset and he wants to go. And then Flano says, right, I'll do your best. See you later. Get out of here. Like, I don't mind that. You know, you're freeing up 800K in your salary cap as well, so you can do something with that. So I don't mind Flano's response on that. And to see the way they played against the Seagulls, it wasn't pretty. They didn't play that well. But my word, they competed on everything. So the plus 6.5 is out to $2 too, Tristan. So that's big numbers, big numbers.